So, hi, this is Erica Glessing, and if I haven't invited you yet, please consider yourself invited to the Love Is Summit. It's coming up later this year. I'm going to talk today about creation, and I'm going to talk about when we get ideas for books, and we get ideas for podcasts, we get ideas for creation, and then we think, oh my gosh, they're going to think I'm crazy, or that's not unique enough, or that's too unique, or that's too far out, or that's not far out enough. And as I was in a session with someone on Saturday, and she was actually working with me, and we ended up our session with me, and then we started just chatting like girlfriends do. And we just chatted, and she was getting ready for a big move, and we got present to an entire book that had already been written. That was not going to be published. And I'm emotional about this because it's a very powerful book and I could sense it. And it came through quite purely from creation to her. And it was given to her and she was writing it. And yet there was this doubt and it was this sense of what will people think? And my question to you is, if you're being held back from your creations by what will people think, which people are you worried about? And which people are you letting choose whether you succeed or not? And are you letting the haters and the anti-consciousness and the negativity people, are you letting the people coach you whose lives you would not want to live, TC? So let's say there's someone who's living a life and they're in pretty much misery and they're small thinking and they haven't broken out of the box. And is that the person whose thoughts of your book being crazy that you don't want to experience that judgment, so you're not going to write it? And I'm only bringing this up because I've been there myself, because as she sat there and as she shared with me the beauty of her book that was coming through with pure creativity and joy, and it was being channeled from a spirit from a long, long, long time ago, and so it was really interesting. Oh my gosh, it was beyond interesting. And I sat there and I listened to it, and I knew in that moment that I had done the same thing myself. I'd been given books, and I'd rejected them because the haters might think I'm crazy. And these haters, they're not my friends. They're not even people I know, because I'm so blessed. I hang out with some of the most miraculous people on the planet. I'm blessed because I publish some of the most beautiful authors in the history of authors. Honestly, I get given the most amazing books that I do create. And with all these beautiful authors, and now I'm sitting there with given my own book, and I'm coaching this woman who's been given a book, and it's stuck between, it's kind of stuck in an alternative reality. Okay? And so what this told me to tell you today, intense on a Monday morning, is wake up those creations that might rock the boat. And wake up those creations. I'm not going to name names, but if the shoe fits, right? Wake up those creations that might cause some disturbance of the underworld, and allow the people who are actually clamoring to be nourished by your gifts and your brilliance. See if you can just move that, shift that a little bit more into creation, right? Those, maybe it's a children's book. I'm writing a children's book right now. I'm so excited. The children who are calling for it are the savant. They are the brilliant. They are the cutting edge. And they're going to be nourished by the book. And some of the other people will be like, what is she talking about? Or is this too this or is this too that? And what if that's okay? And I'm just going to challenge you today. Write it. Create it. Get on the cutting edge with it. And if the people who cannot receive it, what if you just said that's okay? And if the people who criticize it, what if you said that's okay? Right? I actually remember my book Happiness Quotations came out, and someone actually criticized it because it was too happy. She gave it like all my other reviews were 5 stars, and she's like, well, it's about happiness. It's so happy. Like, that was a bad thing. I was like, right. She couldn't receive it. And so she criticized it. And so we do this thing sometimes where we let these people who are like the critics cause us to be coached by them, right? It's like we're paying them to keep us down. Think about it like that. You're paying them to keep you down and keep you from expressing yourself. And I wonder if there's something else that you could do instead. And so today, and again, I'm just going to mention the Love Is Summit, you know, another 30 or 40,000 times we do now when it's running. And I'm bringing together authors and speakers to talk about love in a really different way than you've been used to hearing. And we're going to really look at what nourishes us and what causes creation to be within us so expansive and so beautiful and so blinding. And then we're connecting with the planets and we're connecting with the stars. And that's the love I'm talking about. So it's a very different kind of energy. And I'd like today for you to look at, is anything stopping you from your creations? And is that a conscious choice, or is it some vague they, right? Whew. And anything that is, could you just kind of choose something differently today and see if you can stand in the beauty of your creations even bigger and then flow them in. And I'm going to go back to one of the Shania Twain interviews that I heard one time. She's a country musician, and she writes songs. And she said, I give myself permission to write really bad songs, and then the really good songs come through. So just give yourself permission today to be in that space of creation that is beyond what you thought you could do and beyond what you thought you could achieve. And it's not going to happen when you're coached by the negativity people, by the creation police. So let something else in today, okay? Yeah, let me know how that goes.